Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan, and it is Christmas Eve. What an exciting day. It's one of my busier days, but it's also one of my favorite days of the whole year. And that's because the Christmas Eve church service is probably my favorite service we do all year. One of my favorite parts of the service is the improvised live nativity. Do you know what that is? Let's break it down. Nativity is one of the titles for the story of Jesus' birth. Maybe you've seen a nativity set with figures that show Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, the shepherds, an angel or two, and sometimes the wise men, even a few animals. We actually have one where the characters from Charlie Brown are dressed up like characters in the Bible story. Snoopy is a sheep. Well, a live nativity is when real people do what the Charlie Brown characters do, dress up in costumes to help tell the story. But the extra wrinkle we add is that it's an improvised live nativity. Improvised means we make it up as we go along. There are no assigned parts, and there have been no rehearsals. We have a whole bunch of costumes available, and as people arrive, they can volunteer to play the parts. Because it's improvised and no one prepares ahead of time, it never goes perfectly. Sometimes people miss the cue to enter, or they stand in the wrong place. One year, one of our shepherds was a younger boy, and he quit halfway through because he got bored. He just laid down his staff, took off his costume, and walked back to sit with his family. It was hilarious. And believe it or not, that's exactly why we do an improvised live nativity. We don't want it to be perfect. An imperfect nativity where people aren't sure where to go or what to do and are surprised by the things that happen, that's about as true to the real thing as you can get. You see, God knew what was coming on Christmas, and an angel gave Mary and Joseph a little bit of a heads up, but for the most part, it was all a huge surprise. When Mary and Joseph showed up in Bethlehem, is there a nice hotel room waiting for them? No. In fact, there was no room for them at all in the place they had planned to stay, so they ended up with the animals. Then, when Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is born, is there anyone around ready to throw a royal birthday party? Again, no. In fact, the first people God invited to meet Jesus were a bunch of shepherds, lived outside, smelled terrible, and, as you can imagine, weren't very popular. But it is exactly what God meant to do. If the good news of Jesus' birth means something to the lowest of the low, then it means something to everyone. And then we have the wise men, who we sometimes call the three kings. When they see the newborn baby Jesus, these powerful and respected people fall to their knees to worship him and give him very valuable gifts. You see, the Christmas story is super familiar for a lot of us, which can sometimes make us miss just how surprising it all was. And that's got me thinking. When we practice setting our intentions on a day like Christmas Eve, it's easy to think about familiar things first. We plan to have fun. We plan to finish wrapping presents. We plan to eat some cookies. Maybe some of you are planning to go to a Christmas Eve service in your town. But what if we made our goal today keeping our eyes open for ways God can still surprise us? Take a few moments as a family and share a time when you were surprised by something good. Maybe it was a surprise dessert, a surprise visit from a friend, or a surprise win by your favorite sports team. When we remind ourselves that these kinds of things happen, we can look forward in hope to even more surprises. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. What a fun way to start Christmas Eve, right? You never know what God is going to do, but we can be sure it will always be full of love. Let's close in prayer. As always, you can close your eyes and fold your hands, but it's Christmas Eve, so I suspect there will be some wiggle prayers going on this morning. Dear God, We thank you for the parts of the Christmas story we know and love. And we thank you for the parts that can still surprise us. Keep our eyes open to see where you might still surprise us today. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, go have an amazing Christmas Eve, and I'll talk to you tonight.